VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. China summoned the U.S. ambassador in Beijing on Sunday to lodge a strong protest over the arrest of a Chinese technology executive in Canada and the American demand that she be extradited to the United States to stand trial on fraud charges. China called the arrest of Meng Wanzhou, the telecom giant Huawei Technologies chief financial officer, extremely bad. It demanded that the U.S. cancel its extradition request, which was based on allegations that she broke American laws prohibiting trade with Iran. President Trump says last week's court filing in the Russia probe, quote, totally cleared him. But top House Democrats are raising the prospect of impeachment or even prison time. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Incoming House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler describes the details in prosecution filings against President Trump's former personal lawyer Michael Cohen as evidence that Trump was at the center of a massive fraud and impeachable offenses. But Congressman Adam Schiff, the incoming chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, tells CBS's Face the Nation he wants to see whether there's a pattern of misconduct by the president.
And it's that broad pattern, I think, that will lead us to a conclusion about whether it rises to the level to warrant removal from office.
Senator Angus King, an independent from Maine, tells NBC's Meet the Press impeachment should be seen as a last resort.
The best way to solve a problem like this to me is election.
The U.S. military says it has killed four members of the Al-Shabaab extremist group with a self-defense airstrike. It happened Saturday outside Somalia's capital after partner forces were attacked. The U.S. Africa Command, in a statement on Sunday, said the airstrike happened near Basra, a community outside the capital, Mogadishu. This is VOA News. Almost 2,000 people were arrested throughout France over the weekend in the latest round of violent protests against the government. The protesters are angry with President Emmanuel Macron and the high taxes he has imposed. Correspondent Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris.
Some of the streets around the Champs-Élysées, which Parisians like to call the world's most beautiful avenue, were a battleground between so-called yellow vest protesters and police. Protesters spread out to other parts of the city, setting cars, garbage cans, and barricades on fire. Police responded with water cannons and tear gas and drove armored vehicles through the city streets. The yellow vests I talked to said they wanted to protest peacefully. Their demands varied: higher minimum wage, lower taxes, more equality. It's hard to see how this story will end.
Nationwide, the Interior Ministry said about 136,000 people protested France's high cost of living over the weekend. Protesters also expressed their dismay with the presidency of Emmanuel Macron. Protests were held in a number of cities besides Paris, including Marseille, Bordeaux, Lyon, and Toulouse. Tens of thousands of hardline Hindu protesters and monks rallied in India's capital Sunday to demand that a Hindu temple be built on the ruins of a destroyed mosque. Protesters demanded that Prime Minister Narendra Modi see that the temple be built where Hindus believe the deity Ram was born. The mosque was built in 1528. It was torn down in 1992, leading to riots across the country that left 2,000 people dead, most of them Muslims. A spokesman for Yemen's Houthi rebels said they may be open to more talks with the rival government if current peace negotiations in Sweden go well. Some of the issues being negotiated at the UN-brokered talks are a prisoner swap and the reopening of the airport in Sana'a. Some reports say that the parties had agreed to the prisoner swap before the talks in Stockholm began, but there has been little progress on issues such as the reopening of the airport and control of Yemen's largest port city, Hodeida. An enormous early winter storm is clobbering the southern U.S. with snow, ice, and strong winds. More than 20 million people from Virginia to Georgia and west to parts of Mississippi are under storm warnings and watches. Virginia and North Carolina are under states of emergency. More than 500,000 people are without power, and more than 1,000 flights in and out of the Charlotte Airport in North Carolina have been canceled. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.